Spending a little bit of time this morning with District Judge Linda Thomas on a Friday morning. One thing, just because it's in the news, I think it's appropriate to bring it up. People may not know the specifics, but they've probably heard or seen on social media someplace that Washington County is involved in a lawsuit as a defendant. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Judicial issues, ethics are not going to allow you, I'm sure, to say a lot, but what can you address concerning lawsuits, this one or ones like it?
Well, Charlie, I think you understand, and probably the public does as well, that I can't comment on it would certainly not be appropriate for me to comment on a case that's pending in Washington County. And so I won't do that, but what I will say is that over the past several months, I would say back to August or September of 2018, Washington County has taken a good look at the fines and costs issue that is affecting every county in the state of Oklahoma. And so what we've done is we've made some pretty substantial changes in the way our fines and costs docket is run, and the way that warrants might be issued, so that we follow Oklahoma law, which sometimes causes problems for us. Mm-hmm. And we're not incarcerating people for failure to pay their fines and costs. And so over the last several months, no one has been incarcerated for failure to pay. Now, if they fail to appear when they've been court ordered to do that, then a warrant may be issued for their arrest. However, we've put some policy in place so that if they fail to appear, they don't immediately get a warrant. They'll get either a letter or a phone call or something and that says, hey, you missed your hearing. We need you to appear at the next scheduled hearing. And so I think that our system is in Washington County is a good system to make sure that people who have been ordered previously to pay their fines and costs can pay those on a payment plan that does not create an undue hardship on them.
I think a lot of people, just because they don't interact with the judicial system, have some false understanding or unclear understanding, maybe a better term, on how the system works. We see a lot of the only thing we know about the judicial system is something we saw in a film, on television. Some of that is accurate. Some of it might have been accurate when Perry Mason was written in the 1950s. However we got that experience, each state is different in their judicial system overall. We use preliminary hearings, and here other states may go directly to a grand jury type system for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Judges sometimes have discretion. Sometimes a penalty, a fine, may have been written into a statute by the legislature. Is that accurate?
That's true. And there's a range of penalty, whether that be years incarcerated or whether that be fines that have to be paid. And of course, court costs are set by statute as well. And those are, while we say fines and costs, the court costs are, in fact, set by statute. But what I think many people do not understand is that the vast majority of those who are ordered to pay fines have done so under a plea agreement. They've agreed to pay those fines based on something in exchange that the DA may have offered them and that the judge has accepted. And they will agree to pay that. And then they set up their own payment plan with our cost administrator, telling that cost administrator what they believe they can afford on a monthly basis. And so that's an agreement that the defendant makes with the court system to pay those fines and costs. Now, I will tell you that if they've agreed to pay $50 a month and they come up short one month, they do not get punished for that. And that's the programs that we have put in place, or the policies that we've put in place since August, to remedy people going to jail for failure to pay their fines and costs.
That money is still due, I assume. But if their inability to pay, I'm not necessarily trying to extract more information out of you, I'm trying to let the public understand what's going on. That money is still due and mm-hmm. is payable at some point in time whenever the defendant has the funds available. Again, that's my assumption. Is that correct?
Yes. And so what happens on a fines and costs docket is if the defendant has paid their fine or their cost for the amount that they agreed to pay that month, they don't have to appear in court.
Mm-hmm.
They get a new date and they come back. So these people are not coming to court every week or every other week or every month, even as long as they make their payment plan. If they cannot make their payment plan, then they do show up, give the judge the reason why they can't, and typically are given another date to come back. And if they need to set up a new payment plan, they can do that as well. I know that probably the public is more familiar with what we call a Rule 8 hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been in the news quite a bit lately. And so anyone who requests a Rule 8 hearing gets a Rule 8 hearing on a regular basis. And that's been excuse me, Charlie, that's been happening for months. So it's nothing new, but it has come kind of to the forefront of everybody's mind at this point because it wasn't well publicized before.
Yeah. Well, certainly the court system, in my estimation, works. And if people will use it to their best advantage, whether it's fines and costs or whatever it might be, you're there as the mostly quiet, mostly impartial observer trying to reach the best conclusion as the other two sides bring information for their side of the case.
Yes.
Linda, thank you so much for coming in this morning. There are probably other issues we could talk about, but that's at least what I intended to cover with you this morning. Your courtrooms are open unless there's a reason to close it.
There's some cases that are closed. Most of those involve children or people with mental health issues. And, of course, that's understandable. But for the most part, it's our courtrooms are open to people who want to come in and observe whatever's going on in the courtroom. Over the past few months, the judges are, I think, more accessible to not only the attorneys that need to visit with judges, but with the public when it's appropriate for a judge to visit with someone from the public. And I think everyone that has at least approached me over the last several months is because they have an interest in making sure that our community is a better community. And part of that is through the court system. I see many different aspects of our community working together to make the whole community better.
Again, that's our time this morning on A Community Connection with District Judge Linda Thomas, a district judge, of course, for our district, Washington and Nelwata counties. So you're splitting your time between two courtrooms. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Community Connection on 1400 K1. More coming our way in just a bit.